Hello.
I'm Neil Hughes Hutchings, Senior Health and Safety Consultant at After Athena Limited. I am back for another edition of my podcast. If you're unfamiliar with the format of my podcasts and blogs, then as a reminder, their purpose is to act as a starter topic for further discussion within your organisation, to assist with improving compliance, and to allow workers to understand the specific topic being discussed. Did you know that a quarter of all electrical accidents involve portable equipment? This can result in electric shock, burns or fire, serious injuries, fatalities and business disruption. The major underlying cause for these accidents is failure to maintain the portable equipment or that it is being used in an environment it was not designed to be used in. Let us look at the legal requirements. The legislation for the maintenance of electrical equipment falls under the Electricity at Work Regulations 1989. It applies to all work activities, employers, self-employed and employees. The regulations pose a number of duties on employers in relation to the safety and maintenance of electrical equipment, including portable equipment. In addition, we can look to the Provision and Use of Work Equipment Regulations 1998, as they also apply to portable electrical equipment used for work and contain duties in relation to appropriate selection and maintenance of equipment and training of employees in the use of work equipment. An example of the risk posed by portable electrical equipment can be seen with equipment such as kettles or floor cleaners. These are generally used in less harsh workplaces such as offices and hotels, but they still present a risk as they can be subjected to intense use and wear. This could eventually lead to faults, which could then lead to electric shocks, fires, or burns. The hazards presented by portable electrical appliances in your workplace should be assessed using normal risk assessment techniques. One of the key control measures that can reduce the likelihood of electric shock is maintenance. This includes visual inspection, testing, repair, and replacement. A robust maintenance program can be achieved by a combination of the three following actions. Checks by the user. Visual inspection by a person appointed to do so. Combined inspection and tests by a competent person or contractor. Users should receive suitable information, instruction and training on how to visually check portable electrical equipment. Visual checks may include checking the cable sheath for damage, checking the plug for damage, such as cracks to the casing or bent pins, checking where flexes join the plug or equipment, and ensuring there are no tape joints and that it is secured where it enters the plug and equipment, that there is no damage to the external casing and no signs of scorch or burn marks which may indicate overheating. Formal visual checks will include all the above checks, but on a formal and systematic manner. Additional checks should include the removal of the plug cover to check that it contains the correct fuse, the cord grip is effective, the cable terminations are secure and correct, including an earth if required, there is no sign of internal damage or overheating. There is no sign of liquid or foreign matter. This inspection should not include taking the equipment apart. The competent person could be a member of staff with sufficient information, knowledge, experience and training on what to look for and what is acceptable. The person must know when their limit of knowledge and experience is reached and what to do at that stage. The inspections should be carried out at regular intervals. The period between inspections can vary considerably depending on the type of equipment, the conditions of use, and on the environment. Faulty equipment should be taken out of service until repaired and tested if necessary. Testing, together with visual inspection, can detect faults such as loss of earth integrity, for example, broken earth wire within a cable, or deterioration of insulation integrity, or contamination of internal and external surfaces. Periodic inspection and testing are the only reliable ways of detecting such faults. Many organisations without internal staff to undertake formal visual inspections arrange for combined inspections and tests to be carried out by a specialist contractor instead of formal visual inspections. Persons carrying out portable appliance testing must be trained for the work. It is best practice to keep a log of the results of the tests. The frequency of testing should be determined by risk assessment. The Health and Safety Executive Guidance Document HSG 107, Maintaining Portable and Transportable Electrical Equipment, provides further guidance on frequency of testing and inspection. Once again, I thank you for listening and hope you can all join me for next month's instalment. Bye for now.